tied together.
The world when Ryan Seacrest is going to join NBC as part of the Olympic coverage. I thought he chased around celebrities. Hey, everybody, what a way to start the show. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of yous across this great, great nation. Every day I live in America, I thank God for the fact that I was born in this great country. Because you know what? We get to sit here and argue and pull apart and talk about all kinds of things, like health care. Oh, we're going to get to that. Because now there's talk about whether or not the Supreme Court justices can be impeached, and if the president overstepped his bounds in talking about the way the court will rule when it comes to Obamacare, which, by the way, Obamacare now is not a nasty word because the president is embracing it and calling it Obamacare. Now he's saying this is his law, Obamacare. It's not even the Affordable Health Care Act anymore. It's being embraced as the aforementioned. How about that? We'll dive into that in a few. But before we get there, starting right off the bat, a couple of quick things. Thanks for all the kind notes, as many of you sent me notes to find out if I survived the tornadic activity in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. The answer is yes. Did I think I was getting caught in the middle of one? Yes, because the sky would get dark in a lot of areas and look like it was going to form into a funnel cloud. I've never seen anything like it. I've covered tornado damage in my past, but I've never been on the other side of that. It was very odd. And I said it now a couple of times. I'll say it again. You want to know how powerful these suckers are? Google tractor trailers, Texas tornado. And I think probably most of you have seen this, but it is so worth looking at that. It's all over YouTube, of course, and you've got these giant tractor trailers that were just thrown out all over the place. Nobody killed. A few people hurt, but they were very much minor injuries that we're talking about. Nothing serious, and I think that's absolutely, I think it's wonderful, but I think it's absolutely stunning that I'm not on the air with a heavy heart talking about being out at some MASH unit somewhere and having doctors on and whatnot, because that did not happen in Dallas, despite the fact that you had some pretty awful tornadoes that, like I said, that touched down. All right, nothing has touched us in the last couple of weeks, whether you're sick of hearing about it or not, more than the Trayvon Martin story. And what's going to happen to George Zimmerman? Will there be enough? Will the grand jury find that there's enough evidence to move forward and actually charge him with something? Did he feel like he was being attacked? You know, there's so many angles to this. It's beyond, it's angled out, in other words. And now we've got something else to throw into the mix here. You have a state Senator Chris Smith in Florida, who's assembling a panel to actually look over the Stand Your Ground law, because this is what was invoked. This is what everybody keeps talking about. Like, hey, like it or not, Zimmerman thought he was being attacked, and it's a Stand Your Ground kind of thing. So here's Chris Smith talking about that.
Now is really the time to take a look at this law and let Floridians know the parameters of our civilized society.
All right, pretty short and sweet. What are the parameters of a civilized society? What do you think, America? Should there be a Stand Your Ground law? Should more states embrace that, or is it too tricky how it's interpreted? Now, that's the whole thing about laws. It's how they're interpreted. So what seems like a good idea, because people would be in their car and somebody would smash the windows, stick a gun in their face. Somebody would be outside of their home. They would witness somebody crawling in and then going after them, threatening them, trying to attack them. So there they go. They got the gun. Boom. They can use the gun. stand your ground. I had to defend myself. So what was I supposed to do? What was I going to do? I had to pull out my weapon. I had to defend myself. And we've seen in other instances, you know, we could play devil's advocate on this. There have been terrible things that have happened as a result of that, somebody misusing it and not being threatened at all, which is what some people are saying about the Zimmerman case. Or we've seen it where too bad they didn't, a state didn't have a similar kind of law, because maybe it would have saved some lives, which was the idea in Florida. They thought that putting it on the books would help. But is it too convoluted, and will Floridians ultimately decide to strike it down? Here's what I say. It's going to stay. I think it's going to stay, but they're going to have arguments about it, meaning the state Senate is going to have arguments about it. They're going to go back and forth on it, but ultimately it's going to stand. And whether or not George Zimmerman, whatever was going through his head and what happened there and what would happen if it goes to trial is a completely different thing. It has brought to light the idea of it may be the wild, wild west in the Sunshine State, but people give you examples of how it's saved their lives. And by the way, while we're on the whole George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin shooting story, there, and I know I've mentioned this, but it's worth mentioning again because I've gotten a couple of emails on it. NBC actually apologized for using the edited Zimmerman tape because they made him look bad. They did. Anyone who hears the edited version, I'm not buying what NBC is selling either when they're saying that, oh, it was, you know, a process that we go through, a mistake, it was an oversight. They didn't even say mistake, they said oversight. Yeah. We edited the tape to make it sound like something completely different. That's what we did. We took the liberty to make him sound like he was definitely a racist, and he was definitely going after Martin, and that was the whole thing here. So shame on NBC for coming back with that lame excuse, because they knew what somebody, a reporter, the editor themselves, they knew what they were doing when they put those two things together. So I got a problem with the apology, definitely. You're going to have a problem with a couple of our next stories, I have a feeling, like this one about the school removing God from God Bless America. Can we not just leave some things as they are? Do we have to go back and rework the words of half of our patriotic songs? I don't get that. It makes absolutely no sense to me. Why would we even waste time in any kind of a courtroom setting or in a teacher's meeting or in a board of education meeting, which is the same thing kind of as a teacher's meeting? I guess they're a little bit different. Why would any of the discussion even go in this direction? What a waste of time. What a waste of time. Can't we just leave things as they are? If someone's uncomfortable, they don't have to sing the words. Right? I don't get it. Doesn't make any sense. Does it make any sense to any of you? If you're not religious, even if you're an atheist, are you totally offended by the word God in a song? A patriotic song, no less? So now they're singing. Wait till you hear what they're singing instead of God Bless the USA. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter, in other words, hold my hand, in other words, darling, kiss me, fill my life with sun.
Coming up in our next segment here on ATN, we're going to look at the numbers. We're going to look at numbers across the land. Boy, there's lots of them. That's why we started that segment, We Can Count, because everything is about numbers. Even tonight, I had an early dinner with somebody, and they were talking about astrology. What do I know about astrology? First of all, can anyone tell me the sign in between Aries and Taurus? I don't even know. I don't even know what it is. They kept asking me, badgering me, do you know what that is? And then talking about numbers associated with your birth date, numerology, in the middle of a conversation. So whether we're talking about money and how we're all getting jammed up because of high taxes and what's going to happen with health care, we're petrified over that. I mean, people are just trying to make it. And whether it's those numbers, the crazy gas price numbers. I looked at gas today in DFW, $3.80. Oh, saddens me, pains me to say $3.80. That's ridiculous, ridiculous. This is also ridiculous, too. Lee Greenwood had the song about the USA, God Bless the USA, and it was a good song. It is a good song, and it was played a lot when it first came out, and it's still played a lot. It's a popular song. So now what's happened is parents at a Massachusetts elementary school are upset with the teachers, the educators, whoever, for removing the word God from that song, then pulling the song all together from an upcoming concert. So what they're doing at Stallbrook Elementary in Bellingham is teaching the kids tough darts. We rule, and you do what we say here, and your parents don't like it. So instead of God bless the USA, they're saying we love the USA. Parents started complaining. The school removed the song from the assembly concert. That's what they did. They didn't want to buckle under the pressure. They didn't want to do anything. They just wanted to get rid of it. And Lee Greenwood was contacted about it. So he put out a statement saying, you know, the most important word in the whole piece of the music is the word God, because it's also in the title, God Bless the USA. And he says, maybe the school, and this is brilliant, right? Maybe the school should have asked the parents their thoughts before changing the lyrics to the song. Yes, there you go. It doesn't make any sense. He's right. You can't change the lyrics to that because that's part of the song. And the meaning of the song when it came out was for the people in the military and their families and some other things. It was also used for new citizens coming into the country. And it's played at every, you know, check this out. It's played at a lot of almost every naturalization ceremonies behind the national anthem. So now are they going to, this is what I fear, they're going to look into that and they're going to rip it from that. I don't get it. I don't get it. Why do we have to live in this world where can we not let people have certain things? I'll say this again. If you're an atheist, an agnostic, a whatever, Muslim, somebody from a completely different faith, whatever, why do you care? Somebody's going to get that upset they can't just let the thing play? I don't get it. It's kind of like the over the top thing with people saluting the flag and doing the Pledge of Allegiance and removing the word God from the Pledge of Allegiance. It's almost like, and it is, and this isn't, and I'm not jumping off the ship on the fanatical side, but it's almost like, is there any tolerance? It's like the pendulum just swings in one direction so far, and then this is what happens in this country. Finally, it goes back in the other direction, and we don't understand why we wasted so much time on that in the first place. Why would we tie up courts? Why would we have everybody's stomach in knots at this elementary school? Are we more concerned with the kids learning some math and science, learning how to get along so they don't grow up to have their faces down the entire time in whatever device it is they're running around with and be completely antisocial? I mean, there's so many things that they could spend time with, but instead they're wasting time on putting the song in and changing the song, blah, 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 blah. I mean, if the majority of people like it, can't they just keep it? I don't get it. I mean, why do we have to constantly give in? Why do we have to do that? I don't understand the complaints. I don't know. The complaints just don't make any sense to me. It doesn't make any sense to me. Why not just leave it as is? Leave it as is. That's all I'm saying. There's a thing called tolerance. Acceptance, I don't know. Call me crazy. So to me, that is one of the biggest blunders I've heard of. And these come up all the time. Let's face it. These come up all the time, and they don't always get national coverage. But because Lee Greenwood found out about it, and he released a statement, I think that made it even an even bigger story. And it's too bad, because it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. All right, I said that coming up we were going to do the We Can Count thing, but before we get there, we've got a couple of things on healthcare. We were just in Washington. The show was just in Washington, and we broadcast from the site of the oral arguments. And in listening and trying to handicap what's going to happen here, the one thing we know is that we don't know, because it seems unpredictable, although I heard from a little mouse in Washington that there is a good chance 5-4 really could be what the ultimate ruling is, and that's why the president snapped so much the other day. The Attorney General, Eric Holder, said that the courts have the final say, that's it, and that the Justice Department would respond formally to an appeals court order to explain whether the Obama people believe judges have the power to overturn federal laws. And he said he thinks he made it clear that the administration thinks they do and that we respect the decisions made by the courts and blah, 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 blah. By the way, the precedent for this is Marbury versus Madison, and you have to go back to the 1800s for that case, and that established the precedent of judicial review, and yes, that courts have the final say. And all this came out since the president cautioned the Supremes against overturning the health care law and warned that to do that would be unprecedented. So he took a swing at the Supreme Court. So now this is the aftermath of that. And they also believe that health care reform is going to stand this constitutional test, and that the president's at the White House, they were just defending his remarks, saying that there's no dispute from the White House regarding what the court's ultimate authority is to strike down laws, and that the president was referring specifically to the tradition of deference, the court has shown Congress when it comes to laws challenging challenges to the economy, like health care. Boy, end of June is going to be a very big day, one of those days. It's going to be huge. You might be taking a vacation. You might be somewhere working. You might be sleeping, actually, if you're listening to me on the third shift. But this is going to be a mammoth ruling. We knew that going into it, and we knew that's why we went to Washington, D.C., how big this is going to be, because the impact it's going to have on all of us. You know, it's one thing when I'm sitting here talking about how it's horrible at this elementary school. Why can't they just leave? God bless the USA, since they picked the song, just leave it as is, but they don't do that. And then it's a completely other thing to talk about health care, and health care across the board affects every single one of us. Whatever the diagnosis is of cancer, of something else, and what kind of coverage you have, the health care game is a wicked one, and you have to be prepared to play it when you're in the middle of figuring out what kind of treatment you're getting. And really, I think what all of us want is affordable health care. We just want decent health care that we can afford, that people can afford, the premiums that they can pay, so they can get checkups, so they can go and get x-rays, so they can go and get colonoscopies or mammograms or whatever, instead of saying, how many people, and I guarantee probably 70% of this audience, you have something that's bugging you, but you just don't want to go to the doctor because you don't want to pay. You don't want to have to pay because of the amount of money you're worried you're going to have to pay in the end. We can count next.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Welcome to this edition of We Can Count. As a promise, yep, let's prove to you that it's all about the numbers. How about this waitress who sued the cops after they took her $12,000 tip that was actually left for her? See, this is where somebody's going to say, you know what, you needed not to tell them that somebody left you a huge tip. This happened, by the way, in Minnesota. A lot of people in Minnesota are so nice. Moorhead, Minnesota. So she's suing because it was left at her table. They say it's drug money. Now, that's the other side of this. And this is all going down in the Clay County District Court. They say that the waitress found a box left at her table at the Frying Pan restaurant in Moorhead. And she said she followed the customer to try to give back the box, and, box of money. But they told her to keep it. So there were bundled rolls of cash inside. She said even though she has five kids and could use the money, she decided to call the police. They told the woman to wait 90 days in case someone claimed the money. After 3 months, police told the woman that it was drug money. So they said it was drug money and that the cash was being held as drug money, so she couldn't get that back. Oh, can you imagine that? How agonizing. See, that she was misled. I'm going to have to agree with her. So first it's, hey, if nobody claims the money after 3 months, it's yours. So she was probably thinking, oh, my kids, I can give them this, that, whatever, I can get enough cereal for a couple of months. And instead, they don't give it to her. They keep it and then decide that it's drug money. Give me a break. 43 people were arrested in Cuba. This was a big old crackdown after the Pope was just there. So Pope Benedict visited, last week? And then the Pope of the Vatican finds out that 43 opposition members were detained, 10 women, 33 men. And this happened in Santiago de Cuba. They're under arrest. The commission said that 25 detentions, but they figure that, you know, with Santiago de Cuba, that's the second largest city. They say they're all part of the detainees are all part of the Patriotic Union of Cuba, and it's led by a former political prisoner. Well, the United States certainly has tense relations with Cuba, and they have to be concerned about these people being held because they're trying to cut off the activists' cellular and internet services, trying to make them maybe disappear, perhaps. That's what happens in Cuba. They put on a nice face, but in the end, what's really going on there? And the answer is, of course, Cuba is communist. It's run by Fidel Castro, and Raul Castro probably is more accurate. And they're not looking for people to have choices. They're not looking for people to be able to make money and thrive in anything like a democratic society. So I'll say it again, it looks good in the pictures, but in reality, it's not what people think. And that's why those people are being held. That's normal procedure in Cuba. Normal procedure. This might be scary to some people. The doctors are talking about ending 5 cancer tests and treatments. First, they want us to go get tests. Now they're going to back off some tests. The leading association of cancer docs urged doctors to stop offering 5 very common tests, like I mentioned, and treatments for cancer patients. So that would certainly worry people that their medical care is being rationed. The recommendations come from a two-year effort to figure out what could be done, similar to what medical specialties are undertaking or doing right now. So 30% of healthcare spending goes to procedures, tests, and hospital stays. They say don't, improve a patient's health. And the goal was to improve the value of the care that's delivered. So they talked to 200 oncologists, and they released the list of 5 tests and treatments in this report in a journal. And some of the things that they were commonly ordered to do, they're telling doctors not to perform routine cancer screenings like pap smears and colonoscopies on dialysis patients with short life expectancies. The cardiologists tell physicians not to perform stress cardiac imaging or other advanced imaging in patients without heart disease or those about to undergo low-risk surgery. Don't automatically do MRI or other imaging with patients with low back pain, at least until the pain has persisted 6 weeks. But let me tell you, cancer is a terrifying roller coaster ride and a diagnosis. So I would assume of everything, that would have to be the most controversial. And let's face it, they are rationing healthcare because they're talking about money. To get the kind of healthcare, the number of cancer drugs that you would need is like $100,000. But would it extend life just a few months or not at all? So, wow, another doctor's having to decide, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, who's the first patient to go. They're not going to get this test because they're not going to be able to survive it. Oh, that's terrible. And they've really put the list very close to the vest with with this whole thing. But you got advocacy groups and policy experts that are very mixed about this whole thing. I mean, it was an effort to try to figure out how to cut costs, but at what is the risk of cutting the costs? I'd say, yeah, it's brutal, because what if you have no symptoms of cancer and you don't undergo the PET scan, the CT, any of that kind of stuff, and then people who have reoccurrence or spread of the disease, how are they going to not know? They're not going to know if it's spread or not. And then they're even talking about withholding chemotherapy. You thought there were death panels. Here they come, deciding whether or not to use chemotherapy and other treatments in patients with advanced tumor cancers like colorectal or lung who were in bad health and didn't benefit from any previous chemo. Oh, man. And here's what the idea is. Cancer is supposed to be manageable, right? And it's managing cancer. So are we not extending life or improving quality of life? I think this is pretty dicey at best, to say the least. I'm not even, I could go deeper on that, but let's say I'm not backing up some of what they're selling. If you talk about useless tests, there are definitely useless things we could get rid of, like the prices in the hospitals where it's $125 for an aspirin. That's ridiculous. $125. All right, every time you think it's better over there, let me just tell you what's going on in France. Police arrested 10 in a crackdown on what they're calling radicals, and this is their second countrywide sweep in a couple of days. President Nicolas Sarkozy is ramping up raids to win, I think, in a pretty tight election for sure, but also because of the high-profile crackdown on radical Islamists after the attacks on soldiers and then the Jewish school. And I think he's trying to say something that don't mess with France. Don't come over here and mess with us. Yes, it's a tough re-election, but he's promising to hunt down radicals and hold them to account or kick them out of the country. But he's getting a lot of criticism for using the raids and expulsions to further the campaign and not doing enough to prevent the killing spree that happened last month that left 7 people dead. So Sarkozy is not going to win this one. He's going to have to just try to ride it out. And whether he gets reelected or not, boy, I'd say that it's very, very iffy if he makes it, if he's chosen again, because he definitely has his detractors without a doubt. Plenty of detractors. All right, let's jump on a couple of other things quickly when it comes to numbers. There are a number of things, including, I think, this story that I found pretty fascinating. The fact that you've got a 9-year-old who actually was of sound enough mind after what happened to say, listen, I'm sorry I hurt you. So this third grader, Amina Bowen, wounded when a classmate brought a gun to school and discharged it, got a letter of apology from him. And, you know, that's what it was, an accidental thing. Smart of them to do that, and definitely to pump it out there, because people were shocked by what happened. I mean, there's so many shootings, you got to tie them all together, but this happened back on the 22nd of February in Bremerton, Washington. Stay with us.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
America tonight. A couple of things. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, death penalty, thumbs up, thumbs down. I think most of you probably agree with me, even though I know a lot of you hate the death penalty. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, one of the masterminds of 9/11, I think the evidence proves that out, and he's got four other culprits along with him. All five could be executed. That's just officially going on in Gitmo, now once again charged, and this probably will happen fast. Some decisions will be made maybe within 30 days or so. We'll see. Now that I say it's fast, it might take longer, but I have a feeling that this thing will soar through because it's been a very long time that they've been sitting there at Gitmo. The other thing is that Eric Holder admits about the president's remarks that rattled a few people, to say the least, that the courts have the final say, period, end of story. There's no controversy. Courts have the final say. Duh, there's three branches of government. Are we all straight on that, right? Executive, judicial, legislative. I think we got it. I think we got it. That's what's supposed to happen. It's supposed to work that way. But the constitutionality, the challenge of the individual health mandate, where do we stand with that? Right now, we're in a holding pattern, friends. And the answer is pretty much like healthcare has been for most of you out there, you might have worked for a decent company and gotten health care, but then they have to switch. Someone gets sick, or you have a small company, it's really tough for them to mature. There's the thing with health care is everybody's situation is different. It does make it tough as you try to re-rack this whole thing, but there's no reason that the system couldn't have been tweaked to begin with. This should have been tackled a long time ago, and I don't want to feel like I'm lecturing or standing on my bully pulpit, but I guess I am, because once again, it's the lack of action that always kills us in this country. If things were done decades before, imagine if they had really tackled health care in the right way. I mean, I don't care if they tear each other apart, but ultimately come up with a good, solid compromise, work out the numbers, make sure it's paid for, whatever. Follow through on it, erase the state lines, whatever ultimately needed to happen didn't happen. It's the same thing with immigration. Whether the number's 15 million illegal immigrants in this country and all the problems that go along with that, which, by the way, we're all paying in our insurance for people who are going to the hospitals and getting these treatments and whatnot. The average is about $1,000, I think, a person. So the bottom line is that could have also been tackled and worked out. I know it. I know there's a compromise somewhere deep inside there, and it would have been easier probably decades ago. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello?
Hello, Don.
Hey. Hey, no, are you trying to talk about America being utopia? Come on.
No, I'm just saying that, listen, we could have been arguing about this a long time ago, and it would have been a lot easier. You and I both know that.
Well, we have. I mean, that's been the Republicans have always pushed it off because they didn't want it to come to this, you know, and like saying nothing's wrong with the system, nothing wrong with the system. But there is something wrong with the system. There's too many people that are uninsured that are causing the going in into the ER room / don't have pre-existing
conditions. Yeah.
Free health care, you know, where they, you know.
Oh, free. I thought you were saying pre-existing conditions. All right, so people with health care, right, with no health care.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like you go your regular checkups with your doctor to make sure there's nothing wrong with you. You catch it at the beginning. It doesn't cost as much as all of a sudden showing up at a hospital and really sick. And then, you know, all those costs get passed on to the hospital. Hospital passes it on to the insurance companies, and they pass it on to us. It's just a big pass around the buck. Sounds like Washington, doesn't it? But anyway,
yeah.
Hey, and that Supreme Court, take God, I wish they could rule by law. But you know they're not. They're so divided. They're as divided as the Democrats and the Republicans ever were.
Right.
You know, I mean, come on. You just put two liberal judges on the court. You know, you think they're going to rule against the guy who just gave them their lifetime job? Come on. Anyways, I mean, I wish, you know, I hope they can pull the right decision out of this state. I just don't see how you can force somebody to pay for health care. You know, but at the same time, you.
Oh yeah, I don't see how you can either. I agree with you. That's the problem. Yeah.
At the same time, you want them to because you want everybody paying for health care so that everybody has insurance.
Right.
Oh, you know? I mean, it's not fair. I mean, my best friend, you know, like, he's the one that's providing the 7 kids. You know, I think he said a little over $1,000 a month just on his premiums.
Wow, $1,000 a month. Oh.
Yeah, for all of his kids, you know, and. You know, well, I think that's the whole plan. I'm not sure he pays that much. You know, maybe I think his work plays a little bit of it or whatever. But you know, my point being is he has to take, you know, instead of buying that new Suburban that they probably need, you know,
right,
having a $500 car payment, you know, he has to use that for health care. Whereas some people are out there, forget health care. I'm not sick. I don't need it. I'll buy my $500 sports car, you know.
And right.
You know, I just wish there was a way they could do something to, you know, where everybody would understand the you know, I pay for it every month. I need it, you know, and you have health care, you know, you
yeah.
need it. You know, but
yeah.
I'll tell you right now, though, I wasn't kidding you, Kate, when I talked about Soviet health care. You had a couple of doctors on that are talking about what Obama's trying to do.
Right.
Remember, the one thing the communists need to do is they need to destroy the rich class. And if you remember in the Soviet Union, the doctor got paid as much as the trash collector.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right.
Because there was no rich class. Everybody got paid, you know, whatever job you did, you got paid the same or whatever. Maybe they got a little bit more, but not much. You know, there wasn't a big draft. There wasn't some guy making $300,000, $400,000 a year, which I can tell you right now, a doctor deserves for how many years of school they've been going to, and a surgeon does, you know.
Right,
they deserve
right.
to make that kind of money, you know. I mean, they, you know, they've got the patience, the knowledge, you know, they went to school for crying out loud. You know, they deserve what they get. But that's not the way communism and Obamacare, and Obamanomics thinking about. Let's destroy that rich class. Why did he shut NASA, the shuttle program down? Now it was planned to be shut down in the first place. That wasn't him planning to do that, but they were supposed to start a new one. You know, the stuff about going to the moon and stuff like that, and Mars. He ain't doing that. Why? Because he put a whole crap load of engineers out of work. Guys that make $150,000 a year being engineers. I'm telling you, Kate, the man wants to destroy the rich class.
Well, then it wouldn't be America, because if you embrace capitalism and the possibility of free enterprise and what we've done in this country, then you can't, that's not possible.
You know what I think? I think it's actually jealousy. You know why, Kate? Because we know that a liberal can't come up with an original idea. And most people that are wealthy, some of them, yes, were born into it, unfortunately. You know, I guess they can't do anything about their own birthright. But most of the people that are wealthy in America came up with an idea, a fresh idea, to start a company, to take the risk, to go into it, and to go full forward, and to make money, you know? And that's capitalism, that's adventurism, whatever you want to call it. And unfortunately, you know, I can't see a liberal that can come up with an original idea, you know? So, I mean, I'm sure there's quite a few liberals that are wealthy, Kate, you know? But for the majority part, the doctrinal theory that they have is totally anti-capitalism, okay? And you know, you're sitting here telling rich people they got to pay for everything because the poor people didn't try hard enough or decided at a young age that schooling wasn't for them or going to college or whatever, or maybe they didn't have the opportunity or something like that. You know, Kate, I don't point a finger at anybody for the way my life turned out. Yeah, I could have been a richer guy. I'm happy with where I'm at. I'm no multimillionaire. I'm no peasant walking the streets. I'm there in the middle. I'm happy with that. It's a great life. I can go do whatever I want for the most part if I want to go on a vacation somewhere or something like that, you know. But I'm not going to point my finger at the wealthy and go, oh, hey, I failed. Pay my way, please. That's what the Democrats believe in. And I can't see how this is so simple for people to understand.
Yeah, here's the thing. I don't agree with everything you said, Don. Thanks, but if you want to talk about the fact that it is split, there's no question this is very polarizing and, you know, throwing names and talking about what ultimately the underbelly is. Truly, this is just a political showdown, and everybody knows that. Democrat or Republican, it's a political showdown, and it's our health that they're hijacking. That's the thing. And he's right. How can you force people to get insurance? How can you force them to do that?